ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر.
Good Tree Academy presents Quran Connection. Help support the education of our future Muslim leaders. This year, Good Tree Academy is accepting Zakat funds for our tuition assistance program. Visit goodtreeacademy.org/Ramadan.
Here's a message from Sheikh Ikrimah to Good Tree Academy students.
My dear respected brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us another day of life, another day that we are living. This is such a great blessing and we take it so for granted. And many people don't realize it, that we are alive today. You know, in one of the interviewers, the journalist was being interviewed who came from Gaza. And the interviewer asked the person that, how are you? Right? How are you? After all that you saw and you finally came here, and you, how do you feel? The first thing he said, I'm alive. He said, I am alive. This is a blessing, we don't realize how big of a blessing it is. Right? When we wake up, we're actually supposed to have this, we're supposed to remind ourselves of this blessing every single time we wake up. What is the dua? What is Allah subhanahu, what is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's dua that he taught us when we wake up? The first thing when we wake up, what are we supposed to say? Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana. All praises to Allah who has given us life. Ahyana ba'dama amatana, after he had taken away our life. Because sleep is similar to death. Right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us another day to live. And this life is so valuable, so precious, that anything I do in this very short period of time, my whole eternal life of the hereafter is going to be based on it. Every single moment is extremely valuable. A person doesn't realize that at one point he's not going to have life. Life is going to end very soon. You know, especially as youngsters, you think, okay, we'll think about that later, right? Forget about death. That's going to come. Maybe my grandfather, you know, we'll probably worry about him. But maybe my father next. And then me, you know. But the reality is that there's an order to come into this world. It's always the grandfather, and then the father, and then the child. But to leave, there's no guarantee. And even if you were to live for a long time, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam already told us, the average lifespan is going to be from 60 to 70 in his ummah. So if you're already, let's say, 10 years old, or 20 years old, how much life do you really have left? It's not that much. That's why it's very important. We don't just live a life without thinking what we're doing. We should constantly have a consciousness that what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want from me? How can I make myself productive? On the Day of Judgment, as soon as a person dies, right? Not even on the Day of Judgment. As soon as a person dies, he starts seeing, he realizes the value of life. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, to the near meaning, that when a person is in Jannah, he's going to see certain levels of Jannah that are going to be so far up, they're going to be so high, they're going to look like stars to him. And he could have made it to that level, but just because he has a few lesser good deeds, he's not at that level. You know, a team that's playing basketball, one of them wins, and then the other team always feels bad. They always wish that I could have just made that last shot. You know, I would have won. I would have been on that pedestal that he's at right now. On the Day of Judgment, this is a small worry, right? The real worry is going to be in the Akhirah. Forever and ever and ever, you could have done a good deed that would have taken you to a higher level, but you did not. Right? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam constantly reminded us, over and over in the Quran, the ayah that I mentioned. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says in the Quran that Allah will ask the people in the Day of Judgment, قَالَ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ عَدَدَ سِنِينَ, that how long did you live in this world? How many years did you actually spend? Well, then the people are going to say that it felt so fast. لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ. It was as if we just lived for a day or maybe a part of a day. فَسْأَلِ الْعَادِينَ. Forget about me, I didn't even count. Ask the people who counted. قَالَ إِن لَبِثْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Then Allah is going to say, only if you knew how little of a time that you had. So what is our goal? Our goal is to utilize this time. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says in one hadith, that the Ahlul Jannah, the people who are going to be entering Jannah, they're not going to have any worry in this life, in the hereafter. Except the only concern and the only worry and the only negative thought that they're going to have in their heart, is that time that they spent, that moment that they spent without remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're wasting their time. Right? Imagine, on the Day of Judgment, everything is perfect, but you just have that one regret. And you can never come back to this life to make up for it. Right? Even if a person loses all his wealth, he can always get that back. But time is something that you can never get back. You know, alhamdulillah, all of you guys are young. You're only young one time. Youth is only once. After that, there's old age. And old age is coming to every single one of us. Allah has given us a special youth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask us specifically about this youth. Because we have energy, we have passions. Allah has given us this energy. You look at yourself and you look at your grandfather. Is he able to walk the same way that you are? Is he able to do the same good deeds that you are? Allah has given you this strength. He wants you to use it in the right way. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, that wallahi ma ad-dunya fil akhirati illa mithlu ma yaj'alu ahadukum isba'ahu fil yam falyanzur bima yarji. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, to the near meaning, that if you want to compare this dunya, right? We're always worried about this dunya. We're wasting our time chasing this dunya and just having fun in this world. We forget about the akhirah, right? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you want to compare this world to the hereafter, take your finger and put it inside an ocean. The little water that you see on your finger is the example of this short life. And the ocean is like the hereafter, never ending. So my dear respected brothers and sisters, this is something we need to be very conscious about. Where is my time being spent? How am I utilizing my time? Am I just, you know, wherever the air takes me, wherever the wind goes, I'm just going to do that, you know? And especially in this time and age, distractions are very, very strong. We all know that how many hours go into the phone, you know? The research tells us that 5 hours a day of every single person average goes into just wasting time on social media. That's a lot of time. We need to be conscious, right? How we just, you know, you get one game, you know, one multiplayer game on COD, and then second game, third game, fourth game, and you didn't realize the whole night is gone, right? That's not how a Muslim is supposed to live. You're supposed to be conscious. What am I doing? What just happened? I was scrolling, I looked at a text message, and next thing I know, 2 hours is gone, you know? There should be a consciousness that I should always have in my heart. What did I just do with my time? I start with the trailer, then I go to the episode, next episode, and the whole day is gone. We should think, what did I just do? What just happened to the greatest blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to me, what did I just do with that? Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi says that the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, they used to be more careful about time than you guys are of gold and silver. Every time you waste time, think, would you imagine you had wealth, imagine you had a bunch of bills and you're just throwing it away. Similarly, time is more valuable than that. And when you waste it, you're basically throwing away wealth. And not only, now shaitan knows that we have a very valuable asset. He's always trying to attack us through distractions. He promises and he very disrespectfully tells Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, وَلَأُضِلَّنَّهُمْ وَلَأُمَنِّيَنَّهُمْ, that I'm going to misguide them from the truth. I'm going to make sure to misguide them. Shaitan is very jealous of us. He doesn't want to see us succeed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see us succeed. Right? So what does shaitan say? I am definitely going to misguide them. وَلَأُضِلَّنَّهُمْ, they're going to forget about the truth. They're going to forget why they're here. You know, we see all around us, alhamdulillah, Allah has given us iman. We have a purpose. Our goal is the akhirah. Our goal is to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? But we see the people without Islam, what's their purpose? Just to enjoy, literally just to enjoy. Enjoy your food, enjoy your sleep, enjoy everything, whatever you can enjoy, enjoy. Right? But that's shaitan's trick. He's trying to make us forget our purpose. He makes us think death is very, very far. But in reality, it's very close. Right? وَلَأُضِلَّنَّهُمْ وَلَأُمَنِّيَنَّهُمْ, I'm going to misguide them, and I'm going to give them long hopes. Shaitan is saying, this is one of my tactics. That they're going to think they have a lot of time. I can do anything, don't worry. We'll think about it later. Right? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says in a hadith, أَلْكَيِّسُ مَنْ دَارَ نَفْسَهُ عَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ, that the smart one is the one who controls his desires, and he worries about what's after death. He doesn't just follow his desires wherever they take him. وَالْعَاجِزُ, and the weak one. Not the one is smart, the other one Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says weak. وَالْعَاجِزُ مَنْ أَتْمَعَ نَفْسَهُ هَوَاهَا وَتَمَنَّى عَلَى اللَّهِ, he follows his desires and he goes like, you know, he thinks about, he has good hopes. He said, things will work out, don't worry about it. Just follow your desires. Obviously, we have to have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. But that doesn't mean that that should not be an excuse for us to waste our time. Right? And these two, being misguided, forgetting about your purpose, and having long hopes, can lead to such severe diseases in the heart. What's the next thing that shaitan says? When they get misguided and they have very long hopes, the next thing what shaitan does is, that I'm gonna, now when a person is misguided, shaitan takes over. Either you're a slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or you're a slave to shaitan and his nafs, your nafs and shaitan. So what is shaitan gonna make people do? He said, I'm gonna make people cut the ears of animals. What this basically means is that people have these cultures that are very dark cultures, and they harm animals thinking it's a good deed. They become so deluded that they do such foolish things thinking it's good. Shaitan, after you lose your purpose, after you start following your desires, shaitan takes over and he makes you do ridiculous things and he makes you think that you're doing good. And I'm going to command them again. Once they lose their purpose, they're following their desires, I take over. What else am I going to do? I'm going to make them change the nature of Allah. You know, we all, you know, hear about what's going on. People are changing their bodies. Why? Because they're just following their desires. And they're going, you know, things that we cannot even fathom. This is all a plan of shaitan. So we need to be aware of our enemy, which is shaitan, and focus and keep our focus together. What is our focus? You know, shaitan, he doesn't only want us to lose the akhirah. You know, sometimes we think when we follow the deen, our life is going to be very difficult, we're going to enjoy the akhirah. That's false. If you follow Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's teachings, you obey Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, you're going to benefit in this world as well. And if you follow shaitan and your desires, you're going to harm yourself in this world as well. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says in the Quran, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى. Whoever does good, whether it's a male or female, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, and he has iman, a person of faith, فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. We're definitely going to give them a very good life, a peaceful life, a life with a strong heart, a wholesome heart. Another ayah Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي. Whoever turns away from my remembrance, they don't care about what I have to say. They don't care about what the Quran is telling them. They don't care about obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. His life is always going to feel constrained. It's going to feel very dark. It's going to feel empty. فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. You see a person who's disobeying Allah. The trick is that the shaitan's deception is such that he shows the people who are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be enjoying their lives. But in reality, they're empty. They're filled with darkness. Right. And on the other hand, you see people who are struggling, as we constantly see in Philistine, Allah help all the Muslims in the world. Right? They're going through so much difficulty, but their hearts are filled with nur. Their hearts are filled with strength. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about. The strength of the heart. You know, the ribatul qalb. That the heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala controls it. And he fills it up with his nur. This is what you're going to get if you follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, one of the things that can really help us stay focused. Our whole deen, if you look at it, it's all trying to make ourselves focused. We're praying Jummah Salah right now. You cannot pray Jummah Salah at any other time, right? There's a time for Dhuhr, there's a time for Asr, there's a time for Maghrib. Right? Salah is one of the major, you know, one of the major contributors to help us stay focused. That is why it's so emphasized in deen. We're constantly coming back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we're reminded. What are we reminded of? That I have a purpose. I have to, whatever I do, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. My whole life should be geared towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to do. How can I benefit myself in this world and in the hereafter? My whole life should be like this. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he put so much emphasis in salah. Salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly says, if a person has a bad habit, right, and they're trying to get rid of it, a person should start focusing on his salah. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. That salah will help you, will get rid of all these bad traits that a person has. We need to realize how important Salah is in our life. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says to the near meaning that the difference between a believer, the only difference between a believer and a non-believer is leaving salah. As if you leave salah, then you're not a believer. As if. How severe is that? We should realize that salah is nothing, it's not something that we can think about, you know. It should be natural. As soon as it's salah time, we need to come and know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling me. When we hear Hayya ala salah, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calling us. That come for salah. The one who created us, the one who's gonna give us happiness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَضْحَكَ وَأَبْكَى. You think you're enjoying and playing a game, right? You think you're enjoying with your friends. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying? I am the one who gives happiness. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَضْحَكَ وَأَبْكَى. I am the one who makes people happy and I'm the one who makes people sad. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَمَاتَ وَأَحْيَى. I am the one who gives life, I am the one who gives death. Right? So constantly we need to remember, whatever we're doing, the most important thing in our life is salah. If we can really understand salah and benefit from it, then inshallah the rest of us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the ability to stay away from sin and to stay away from distractions, right? For the brothers, there is very important for them to go to the masjid, right? It's not something that, okay, I go to the masjid only for Jummah. Try your best to go to the masjid for every salah, right? And the sisters, one sunnah that they can act upon is praying right on time. As soon as time comes in, let me leave everything and pray. This is one of the great sunnahs. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says to the near meeting, when he was asked, what is the best action? He said, As-salatu ala waqtiha. Praying as soon as time comes in. So we need to really bring life back into our salah. One of the purposes of salah, like I mentioned, is to move away all the other bad deeds that we have, all the other bad habits that we have. So when we pray salah, we're supposed to remind ourselves that just the way I look, I don't look wherever I want when I pray. Do you see a person talking in salah? You don't, right? Do you see a person looking wherever he wants? You don't. Do you see a person doing what he wants? No, he doesn't. Similarly, my whole life should be like that. I shouldn't look where I want. I should obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of my eyesight. I should obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of my actions. My whole life, salah is a training for the rest of your life. And if your salah is not translating to the rest of your life, it's not, you're not getting the spirituality from salah and using it for the rest of your life, then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says in a hadith that there are some who stand very long nights, but they don't get for anything from standing in salah except for tiredness. Right? So if we're just praying, but we're not, our character is not changing, you know, we're still wasting time, where our dealings with our parents are not correct, that means we're not benefiting from our salah the way it's supposed to be benefited from. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he gave us salah as a way for us to, you know, structure our whole life. Once we have salah, that is why every time a person became Muslim, the first thing you're supposed to teach them, right? The first thing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you should call people towards the salah, right? Similarly, after salah, then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his whole life was very productive. Not a single moment was spent in a way where he was wasting time. And he gave us many, many different ways that we can use, many different tips, right? His whole life is a way for us to become very productive. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to sleep early. He did not even like to talk after Isha Salah. Right? He used to wake up very early. The way he used to eat is the perfect way for us to be productive. He used to take a nap in the middle of the day. When we establish our salah, it's going to motivate us to follow deen completely, to bring us completely into Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's lifestyle. Right? So we should always think in our mind, you know, I'm going to establish my salah, and then the reality of salah should be in our whole entire life. You know, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I'm going to end off with this, inshallah. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَثَلُ كَلِمَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ. Right? Your school's name is Good Tree. Comes from which ayah? وَمَثَلُ كَلِمَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ. That the example of a person who has iman in his heart. كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ. Is like a good tree. أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٌ وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. The roots of which are very strong. Right? وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. And the branches are very tall in the sky. تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا. And these branches are constantly giving fruits by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ulama explained that this example is the example of a good person who has a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? You establish your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through rituals like salah and song. Once you establish this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your whole life should be a productive life. A life where you're always, whoever is around you is benefiting from you. Right? Even if you're playing, you should have a good intention. Why am I playing? Am I playing just because everyone else, just for entertainment? No, I'm playing so that I can do ibadah, I can take care of my health. Now you're playing, but you're playing for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're eating, right? But now you're not just eating because everyone else, the way everyone else eats. You're eating with a deep intention. You're eating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's consciousness in your mind. That I'm eating to get energy for ibadah, to get energy to serve people. You're coming to school. Other people are coming to school just to earn wealth, and you know, and someone may have this wrong intention, that I'm just going to earn wealth and have nice cars and enjoy myself. But another person is coming to school because he has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's consciousness. He's coming to school so that he can benefit humanity. Right? There's very high vision, a very deep intention. This is an example of a believer. He's connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his rituals. And when it comes to the rest of his life, he's always causing good to others. تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِذِ رَبِّيَا. In every situation, he's there to benefit people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to act upon whatever has been said. ونستغفر الله ونتوب إليه. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to really internalize whatever has been said and forgive us, for indeed He is a غفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه. أما بعد فيا معشر المسلمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد بعدد من صلى وصام. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد بعدد من قعد وقام. اللهم صل على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى سائر الصحابة والتابعين وعلى عبادك الصالحين. اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا وسبيلا لمن اهتدى. اللهم ارنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم ثبتنا على الاسلام، اللهم نور قلوبنا بنور الايمان. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. Brothers and sisters, constrain the sufuf inshallah. Jazakum Allah khair.
Help support the education of our future Muslim leaders. This year, GoodTree Academy is accepting zakat funds for our tuition assistance program. Visit goodtreeacademy.org/Ramadan.